We begin the current daf Masechet Tzivam is daf Pei Vav. We begin on the bottom daf Pei Hei Mabez, the second line from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the discussion explaining the Mishnah that we had in the bottom of the previous daf. That is, the Mishnah was talking about the transition that happens to a woman when she gets married to a man, and that is if she's a Bas Yisrael, but she gets married to a Kohen, then she could begin eating Truma. If she's a Bas Kohen who was able to eat Truma and then gets married to a non-Kohen, then she stops having the ability to eat Truma. Now, remember the Mishnah said that Arisin is a double-edged sword for stringency, and that is, it's paisel. If she's a Bas Kohen, she really becomes invalidated from eating Truma just by getting engaged to a non-Kohen. However, it's in a machal. If she's a Bas Yisrael, getting married to a Kohen, she cannot yet eat Truma. She has to go ahead and get married first. Kedushin is not enough. And then the Mishnah said a few other halachas have the similar characteristics, that it's paisel v'ena meichel, being pregnant from a Kohen, being a Shemir Siyavim to a Kohen. Now, then the Mishnah's next case said the parallel to that is regarding not just halachas of Truma, but for halachas of Maaser Rishon, which is if you have a Bas Yisrael that's engaged to a Levi, or a Bas Levi engaged to Yisrael. So then that's again the double-edged sword. She will stop having the ability to eat Maaser once she's getting engaged to a non-Levi, and she won't be able to start eating it Maaser Rishon by just being engaged to a Levi. Now, on that the Gemara asked, but v'tehei Zara, how could you compare the halachas of Maaser Rishon, which is in regards to marriage with Leviim, whether she's the Leviya and he's the non-Levi, or he's the Levi and she's the non-Leviya, to the halachas of Truma, which is related to Kahanim? Because even, let's say she is a Zara, let's say she's not considered from Shevet Levi, because let's say engagement will not give her that halacha. But Zara milo achla b'maiser, doesn't a Zara eat Maaser? As the Pasuk says in Mikach of Beis, it says, Kol zar lo yoichel kaidish. What is a zar, non-shevet Levi person, not allowed to eat? It's not allowed to eat kaidish, something that's sanctified. Now, Maaser Rishon is never called kaidish, and therefore, what's the problem? Let's say she's not considered a Leviya. Let's say he's a Levi and she's a Bas Yisrael, and we're saying that engagement's not enough to consider her yet, like she's fully consummated in that relationship. Who cares? She can have Maaser Rishon even if she's not yet considered an Eishes Levi. Actually, this is a chiddush of a Tanoic opinion. The Amar that he says, Maaser Rishon Asur Lazarim. Actually, Reb Meir is of the opinion that the Maaser Rishon, the first tithe that's given from the produce to the Levi, he holds actually forbidden for non-Leviim to eat. The Tanoic, learn the Brisa, as we continue on top of Pei Vav Med Alf. Truma, that's given l'kayin, to the Kayin. As the Pesukim say, Maaser Rishon, the Levi, and the first tithe that's given to the Levi, Divrei Reb Meir. Now, Rashi clarifies how we see from this halacha from Reb Meir, and that is because it seems to be equating this of Maaser Rishon that's given to the Levi as the Truma that's given to the Kohen. And what's it coming to say? Just like Truma, the consumption is like the one that it's given to. In other words, who do you give Truma to? Who has the rights to it? A Kohen, and not a non-Kohen. So to consumption of Truma is only allowed by the Kohen and not by a non-Kohen. So that's what Reb Meir is equating and saying the same thing is regarding Maaser that's given to the Levi. Then not only is the giving to the Levi, but also the consumption is only for a Levi and not for a Zar. Now, as Rashi explains, because if you wouldn't say that's what Reb Meir is coming to say, as the Gemara is saying that he's going to be the Tana of our Mishnah, in the sense of saying that this Bas Yisrael that's engaged to the Levi, it's not enough for her to be considered married to the Levi to be able to eat Maaser, rather she's like a Zara, is because then why is Reb Meir talking about the halachas of Truma? In other words, the halacha of Maaser, we understand why he has to say this. Because as we'll see, the next Tanoic opinion mentioned that Braisa is Reb Elazar ben Azariah. And Reb Meir is coming to exclude from Elazar ben Azariah, who he says that you give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen, and that is saying that no, it's only given to the Levi. But however, what's the purpose of mentioning halacha of Truma? No one argues on that. That Pesukim that says explicitly that that's given to a Kohen. Must be, Rashi says that he's saying that to make that the equivalent to the Maaser. And that is telling you, just like Truma is given to the Kohen that could only be eaten by the Kohen, so too Maaser Rishon is given to the Levi and only eaten by a Levi. And moreover, Rashi proves, because as we'll see shortly, that the terminology of Elazar ben Azariah, who argues in Reb Meir, used the term of matirei, that it's permitted. Obviously, Reb Meir is saying some type of an iser over here, not just dini mamonis, which is in regards to finances, who gets the rights to it, but more as something that's forbidden. What would be forbidden? That must be consumption, which that's iser, and that's what Reb Meir is referring to. Must mean that that's where Elazar ben Azariah is arguing that it's permitted, and he's saying that's awesome. What's awesome? Maaser Rishon is not just mamonis, financially that we're talking about that's given to the Levi, but rather even based on halachas of Isser, what's forbidden, that it's only permitted for the Levi and not for anyone else. So therefore, that's the opinion of our Mishnah, that we see that, yes, actually a Bas Yisrael would be forbidden in the Maaser if she's just engaged to the Levi. Now the Gemara quotes the other opinion mentioned that Braisa, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Matir LeKohen. He says that Maaserishin is not just for a Levi, it's permitted for a Kohen. Now the Gemara asks, Matiroi, what he's saying that it's permitted for the Kohen? Now that terminology sounds like Machlal de Ikaman de Asa, as if there's somebody that says that it's forbidden to give Maaserishin to a Kohen to eat. Now how could you say that? Because even if you'll say, as we just said before, that Ramei will hold that the Maaserishin is forbidden for Zarim, for Yisraelim, but what does that mean he's permitting it for a Kohen? That would sound like as if Ramei would hold that it's forbidden for Kahanim and only for Levim, but you can't say that because, as the Gemara will shortly explain, that Kahanim are called Levim too. And moreover, they're all from Shevet Levi. They wouldn't, Kahanim, if anything, is on the higher level. So what does it mean when he's saying that he's Matir LeKahanim? So Aleimra, the Gemara says, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying was, Nisnoi Af LeKohen, that you give it not only to Levim, but that you give it even to the Kahanim, as the Gemara will later explain the reason for that. Why, if it says in the Torah that you give Maaserishin to Levim, does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that, no, that he permits one to give it not only to Levim, but even to the Kahanim? But be that as it may, we have a source for the halacha of our Mishnah, that a Bas Yisrael, just being engaged to a Levi, will be forbidden in Maaserishin, because that's the opinion, as we see clearly from a mayor, that he says that it's only permitted for Levim. Again, it might be permitted for Kahanim too, but what we see is that it's going to be forbidden for non-Levim, for Yisrael. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, my time of Remeir, what's the reason of Remeir that he says that Maaserishin is forbidden for Zarim? So, Amar Vacha Bereid, the Rav Mishmid, the Gemara, now what that means is the name of the tradition that he has, that this is what he received from his teacher, who heard from his teacher all the way back, that originally heard it from Remeir, and that is what the Gemara is saying is that he heard this in the name of Remeir, but not that this is what he was coming to explain on his own thought process, that this is what Remeir was saying. Then no, this was a mystery that he had, that this is what Remeir's source was. And that is because it says, a pasuk in Bamidbar, it says, Ki as masar b'nei Yisrael, because for the tithe of the Jewish people, ashirim al Hashem truma, which they will separate for Hashem a separation. Now that the pasuk says, Nasanti la'alvim la'nachla, that is what I've given to the Levim as an inheritance, which is that's because the halacha of Maaserishin goes to Levim, but it's calling it in the pasuk truma. So therefore, Remeir says, Ma truma also relizarim, just like truma we know is forbidden for non-kahanim, people not from Shevet Levi, of Maaserishin also lizarim. So to Maaserishin is forbidden for those that are not from Shevet Levi, and that's the source that you see it's forbidden for zarim. Now that the Gemara asks, Ima truma chayav nulav misa v'chaymish, then you should say even more than that. You're comparing Maaser to truma because it uses the same terminology. So you're learning at one halach of the isur zarim, but then you should say for the other halachas too. You should say, just like truma, you're liable for death or a penalty of a fifth if you consume it. So, av maisach, I have no love misa b'chayim. So, why don't you say something for the halachas of maisarishin too? That if one consumes it, he can be liable for death and the penalty of a fifth. So, makras, that the pasuk says, in a yikra, then no. It says, umesubay, that a zar, a non-kohen who eats truma, it says that he will die, ki yichalaluhu, because he has desecrated the truma. Moreover, the pasuk later says, V'yasav chameshisei olav, that if he eats it b'shayig, that death is if he does b'mezid, and if he eats it inadvertently, then he's going to have to add a fifth onto it. Now that Remeir says, both psukim, which you're asking a question of, that meister should also have misa chamesh, when it talks about b'truma, it has mi'utim, exclusion, saying that it's no, just by truma, not by meister, because it says, by, if you will die in this, for consuming truma, b'lay b'meister, but not by meister. Similarly, when it says you can add the fifth, Allah, on it, on the principle of the truma that you're paying back, v'loy al-maiser, and not on the maiser. And therefore, that's why the question, why it's not going to be misa v'chaymish, is answered from the pasuk itself. Now, the Gemara asks v'rabbanon, but regarding the other opinion that argues under Meir, that of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but the question is that it seems to be that Meir has a good point. The pasuk does equate maiser to truma, so why isn't it Asad Lazarim? So that he says that no, there's a different halacha that we're learning out from Truma to Maaser. And we're saying Ma Truma Teveles, just like Truma, as long as one didn't separate Truma from the pile of produce. So then it's considered Tevel, untithed produce, and one would be chayv misa for eating this produce of tevel. And because, as it says in the pasuk, misa, sa'av ma'aser rishon namer tevel. What the pasuk is coming to tell you is that ma'aser rishon has the same halacha as truma in that regard. That is, and this is a chiddush, a novelty, because although ma'aser rishon itself does no misa for eating it as it is by truma, in spite of that, what the pasuk is telling you that you're still going to be liable for a tevel pile, which you didn't separate ma'aser rishon from that. And that's what's comparing it to truma. That just like truma, if you didn't take it off, it's tevel and yichayv misa. So to ma'aser rishon, if you didn't take it off, the pile's tevel and yichayv misa. As Gemara says, like within the brisa, that this halacha applies to make something tevel, not just by truma, but even by ma'aser. The brisa says, Rabbi Yisi Aymer, he says, yachol lo yehi chayev el al tevel. You would think that you're only going to be liable misa on untithed produce. Shlehur memen kolikar, that you didn't take off any trumas, any separations, any matanis that's supposed to be given to other people. However, hayir memen truma gedayla, but you would think if you at least took off truma gedayla, which is the 1/50th that's given to the kayin, v'lehur memen the ma'aserishin. And however, even if you didn't take off the first tithe for the levi, that or ma'aserishin v'le ma'aserishin, or you took off the first tithe, but you didn't take off the second tithe, which that has to be taken up in Yerushalayim. Or vafila ma'aser ani, or even ma'aser ani, which that's given on the third and the sixth year, where that's a much lower level because it's just like charity essentially, because there's no physical sanctity in it like there is by ma'aser sheni, which has to be taken to Yerushalayim, and ma'aser rishon, and definitely like truma. Minayin, how do you know that if you didn't take up any one of the matanas, that is still considered tevel? Tamalayma, that's what the pasuk teaches in Devarim. It says leisucha lechol b'sherecha, that you cannot eat in your cities, in your gates, where it says within the pasuk, Maisa de Gantcha, the Maisa of your grain, which the pasuk there is Toma Maisa Sheni, that you can't eat it out of your Yerushalayim. Now, however, the Gemara is going to make a drasha on this pasuk, an exposition, because Ulahal Noemer, later on, it says there in Sefer Devarim, it says in Devarim Chavav, pasuk Yerbez, it says, Kisachal Alasar es kol Maisa Tevo Ascha, that when you're going to finish taking off all the Maisa of your produce, Bashana Shlish is in the third year, Shnasa Maisa, the year of the Maisa. Vnasata la Levi la Ger la Yasam Mana, you're going to give it to the Levi, to the Ger, to the Yasam na Mana. That's a reference to Maisa Ani. And then the Pasuk says, V'achul b'sherecha b'sebeo, and that they could eat in your cities and they'll be satiated. Because that's not like Maisa Shein, it has to be taken up to Yerushalayim. Now, however, the Gemara makes the following drasha. Masha Recha Amar Lahal Maisa Ani, just like this last Pasuk that we quoted. Is that where it says the term Sharecha, it's a reference to Maiser Ani. So Af Sharecha Amar Khan, Maiser Ani. So therefore, also here, again, based on the drush that we're making of the same term Bisharecha that we have by both, so the first pasuk that says Leisucha Lecha Bisharecha is also talking about Maiser Ani. Now, that the Gemara says, so what do you see? Va'amar Achman Leisucha, and the pasuk is telling you that you can't eat it. Which, as Rashi explains in Masechtas Makis, what the explanation of this pasuk is based on, this drasha, is telling you that leisucha lechol, you can't eat this pile of produce that's tevel, that was not taken off its tithes, as long as there's a certain tithe inside of it, which is written regarding it in a different pasuk, bisharecha, which what is that a reference to? Which ma'aser is that? That's like the second pasuk we brought from Devarim, which that's talking about ma'aser ani. That's what the first pasuk is talking about, leisucha lechol. You can't eat it yet when there's still bisharecha, which is a reference to that ma'aser ani, inside this that you see is still considered tevel if you didn't take off even ma'aser ani. And therefore, that's what the Rabbanan are saying, that's what you need to have the comparison of ma'aser to truma to tell you that it's still going to be considered tevel if you didn't take off ma'aser. Now, however, if that would be the case, so why do they need the Meister comparing it to Truma if we have Rabbi Yis's halacha, which we just said, he learns it out from Leisuch Alecho B'Sherecha. So that the Gemara explains. V'ima Hasam, if we only had over there that pasuk that Rabbi Yis brings down, Havamina Lalav, we would have thought to say that it's just a negative prohibition. Avamis Aloi, but there wouldn't be any death if one eats this, so to speak, untithed produce, because you took off Truma Gedayla, you just didn't take off, let's say, Meister Ani. And that's why we need the hekesh of Maisa to Truma to tell us, which again, this is the interpretation of the Rabbanan, that they say that the comparison of Maisa to Truma is to say that just like if you didn't take off Truma, it's Tevel and you're going to be Chayiv Misa, so too if you didn't take off even Maisa, even the lowest Maisa Ani, it's going to be considered Tevel that you'll get Misa for eating that. Now, and Tais explains, so why don't you just say the hekesh of Maaser Tetruma, and then you won't need Rabbi Yosi's halacha. So he says, no, because then you wouldn't know that there's a lav and misa, because you need the lav from Rabbi Yosi. Once you know the lav, then you can learn that misa from the Hekesh Tetruma. But moreover, Taisa says, because you still need to have Lesucha Lechel, because if you only had the Hekesh of Maaser Tetruma, you would think, what type of Maaser? Maybe Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni. But Maaser Ani, which doesn't have any Kedusha, you would think not. That's why you need Lesucha Lechel, which again, as we said, the Drush is comparing it to the other Pasuk, which Besharach has a reference to Maaser Ani, that even Maaser Ani is going to make this pile of untithed produce into Halach of Tevel, as we said to be Chayv Misan. Now actually, the Gemara says regarding this last part of the Gemara, Lishna Achrina, a different version. And that is, it's not saying it as a support, that as our first Gemara brought it as like Kedetanya, like within the Brisa from Rabbi Yosi, that there is such an element in Halacha that Maaser is the same as Truma to make a Tevel, but rather as a question to the Rabbanan. That they said that what's the comparison of Maaser to Truma to tell you the din of Tevel, but the question the Gemara asks is Maaser Rishon to Tevel regarding that Maaser Rishon is Tevel, that's mid Rabbi Yosi Nafka, that you know from Rabbi Yosi. You don't need to have a Hekesh to Truma. He learns that from a different Pasuk of Lesuch Alecha B'Sharecha. But the Gemara answers, Imahi Havamina Lalav. If we only had that Pasuk of Lesuch, we would have thought just a negative prohibition. Of a Misa Loi, but one would not be Chayv Misa for eating that, so to speak, Tevel. Kamash Malan, that's where we need the Hekesh of Maaser to Truma. Say, just like by Truma, if you don't take off that Truma, that it's going to be Tevel and you're going to have Misa on it. So to buy Maaser, even Maaser Ani, as we see by the Lesucha Lecha B'Sharecha, if you didn't take it off, it's going to be such a Tevel that you're Mechayev Misan. So now the Gemara resumes the discussion that we were having before. That B'maya Kimta, how do we explain the Mishnah that we said that the Bas Yisrael, that's only engaged to the Levi, will not be able to eat Maaser Rishon yet? Why not? Anyone could eat Maaser Rishon. Is because we're going like Remeir that holds that actually Maaser Rishon is Asalazarm. So who's that going like? We said Kira Meir. It's going like Remeir, who he, as we just illustrated before, that he's of the opinion that Maaser Rishon is only for the Levi and not for Zarm, and just like it's forbidden for a non-Kohen to eat Truma, it's forbidden for a non-Levi to eat Maaser Rishon. Now, however, on that the Gemara says, however, aim is safer, but look at the Seifa, the third case of the Mishnah. It says, Bas Levi Mureses L'Kohen. If you have a daughter of a Levi, that's engaged to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen Levi, or a daughter of a Kohen that's engaged to a Levi. So on that, the Mishnah says, you know what? Lo Yisoich, in that case, she can't eat Lebe Truma v'Lebe Maaser. Meaning she's going, seemingly at least, from one to the other, that, okay, either Maaser or Truma, one of them she should be able to eat. That, the Mishnah says, she can't eat either one of them. On that, the question is, if you're saying the whole explanation of this halacha is based on Remei's interpretation that says that because she's a Bas Yisrael, and that's forbidden to, even though she's just engaged, but she's just engaged to Levi. But what are you going to do when she's a Bas Kohen LeLevi or Bas Levi LeKohen? Hachamai Zarsik, what type of Zaris is there over here that Kohanim are from Shevi Levi? If anything, that might be even better. So why would you not be able to eat if you're just engaged? At least maintain what you had up until now. What's the problem in this case if we're saying that it's based on Remei's interpretation? So rather, Amar Rav Shesha says, Mai Enoi Cheles Diktani. Rather, you're right. It's not like we were saying up until now that it's based on Remei's interpretation. But rather, when the entire Mishnah says that she cannot eat in regards to halachas of Maaser, it doesn't mean she can't eat Maaser. We're not going based on Remei's interpretation. As we see by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he permits it even for Kohen, and there are other opinions that hold, as the Pasuk seems to say clearly, that anyone can eat Maaser Rishon. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was just arguing regarding that who you can give it to. Although the Pasuk says you give it to Levi, we'll see later why we give it also to the Kohen. But he says that no, it's permitted for others to eat it. It's not going to be forbidden for a non-Levi to eat it. So what does it mean in the Mishnah that says that she can't not eat it? It means Eidin Esenis Rishus. She cannot give permission to her messenger, Litroim, to go ahead and take off from the Maaser of the shearcropper and to take off from that a Trumas Maaser. In other words, she's engaged to a Levi. If she were married to a Levi, so then she's part of the household, and when they get Maaser from other people that give them, because they're from the Shevet Levi, there's halacha, you have to take off Trumas Maaser. The Levim themselves have to take off a tithe from their Maaser and give it to the Kohen. So, and that is what the Mishnah is telling us, that this woman that's engaged to the Levi, whether she's a Bas Kohen or whether she's a Bas Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference. She's just engaged. She can't go ahead and take off and have the rights to go ahead and take up the Trumas Maaser, and rather it would be considered like what's called a Term Shalem Adas, which is she's not the owner. She's just engaged. She's not in the household yet. And therefore, she doesn't have the rights to go ahead and take care of these type of matters. Now, that the Gemara asked, but machlal, the inference is, then the suah and they send this rishus, that if she were married, that then she could give the rights. She could tell people, okay, oh, the maaser just came on, take off trumas maaser from that. And the Gemara says, yes, and actually, if she was married, she would be able to. Because Vartanya learned in the Braisa. Pasuk Midbar says, v'achalta maaser b'chol makom, you could eat this maaser wherever you are, not like certain other halachas. Atem uveischem, you and your household. Now, household is a reference to one's family, one's wife. So the pasuk's equating atem uveischem. Limid al nesua, that teaches regarding a woman that's married to a levi, that's a basi, even if she's a basi sral, shenoisenes rishos litrim, that she could give permission to others to take off the trumas maaser from it. Now that the Braisa says, is that really so? Ata'im rishos litrim, is it really telling us that she had permission to take off the trumas maaser? Maybe it's just saying that she has permission to eat it. You could, as the pasuk says, "V'achaltem ma'is," you could eat it wherever you are. Atem uveischem. So that the Braisa says, no, you can't say that because Amid, you have to say truma chamura achelis. If by truma, which is more stringent, has more severe halachas, yet still a woman married to a kohen can eat it. So ma'isa kaloi kolshkin. Wouldn't it be kolshkin? Of course, that ma'isa, which is much more lenient, that a woman married to a levi could eat ma'isa like a woman married to a kohen could eat truma. Rather, what the pasuk must be teaching us is on the suah bas yisrael, from the sense of litra, must be telling us that a woman, that's even if she's a bas yisrael, that's married to a levi, is permitted to give rishus litrim, and therefore that's the explanation of our mishnah when it says that she's einan echeles. It doesn't mean she can't eat. Of course she could eat, because everyone could eat ma'aser rishon. We're not going like Rameir. Rather, it means to say that she cannot cause it to be permissible to eat. Now, what does that mean? Because it's still considered tevel for the levi until they take off trumas ma'aser. Now that is what it's saying. She cannot be make it oicheles by taking off the trumas maaser because she doesn't have the rights to as long as she's only engaged, whether she's a bas kohen, no matter who she is. When she gets married, then she's considered atum uveischem. She can go ahead and take off the trumas maaser. However, the Alvi Gemara says actually that Ma'abred Rabban Amar, he says that we can maintain the previous Gemara's assumption in the explanation of why would it be that a bas yisrael that's engaged to a levi cannot eat truma. It literally means, as the wording would sound like, that she cannot eat. And the reason is because it's going like her mayor, who says that ma'aser rishon is asur lazarim for a non-levi, and the woman that's just engaged to a levi is not considered yet fully consummated in that relationship to be considered a levia. Now, however, the sefer, which was the question we had asked, but a bas levi to a kohen and a bas kohen levi, where we're talking about ma'aser, where there we can't say that she can't eat, because they're both from Shevet Levi, and most definitely a bas kohen would be able to eat ma'aser rishon even according to a mayor, if she's just engaged to a levi. On that the Gemara says, that's loymar, that's telling us a different halacha. She'in cholkin la ma'isa be'beis agronis, that we don't go ahead and give her from the portions of ma'iser, which there would be levim, that would come to the beis agronis, the threshing us, because that was right when it was finished the process, and they can go ahead and get it, the first opportunity. That we say that we don't give it to the aishes levi without her husband there. Now, actually, this halacha that our Mishnah is telling us that would apply to a bas levi to kohen or bas kohen to levi, that she can't get it without her husband, that actually applies even to a married woman. And the Gemara will shortly ask, so then why is our Mishnah making it sound like it's the same as the other halachas of the Mishnah, which are talking about specifically engagement, where that's like a double-edged sword, if this halacha of not being able to get from the beis agronis, if she's not a cheles, where is she not a cheles? Of course she could eat it, but she can't eat it by getting from the beis agronis, from the threshing house by herself. If she's, whether she's a bas kohen levi or a bas levi kohen, which is to get truma maaser, doesn't make a difference. She can't get that. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, the Gemara wonders as follows. The precedent for this halacha of not giving the portions to the woman by the beis agronis is said later on Daf Kof Meralv in regards to halachas of truma, that we don't give it to the aishas kohen by herself. Now, hanich l'man dama, this would make sense according to the one that says over there, that we don't give out truma to the woman by the threshing house, although she could eat it, she's the wife of a kohen, but we don't give it to her there. And the reason is, mishum yichud, we don't want the woman coming by herself without her husband to the threshing house, because maybe they're going to be secluded, and she's going to be there by herself, and there's going to be one male worker there, and that's problematic, so we don't want women coming to such a place. So that makes sense why we would say the same thing over here by the aishes levi. She can't go get her maaser, just like the wife of the kohen can't get her truma, because she might be a lone woman with a lone male worker. And that's a halachic problem. But elamando amar mishum gerushim. But according to the one that says the reason why we don't give the Eishes Kayin Truma when she comes by herself to the granary is because maybe her husband already divorced her, and then she's a Zara, because the whole reason why she's able to eat as Eishes Kayin is because she's Kinyan Kasboy. Second they get divorced, she's not able to eat Truma anymore. But not everybody knows that. And she's out of house and home, and she's going to go back to the granary. Where can I get food? So every month she comes and she gets. So she's going to come back and get again. And they're going to give her, not knowing that she's divorced. And really, it's giving truma to Zara. So therefore, we said, no woman are we allowed to give, because she might be divorced already. On that, the Gemara asks, Grusha Bas Levi Mila Achla B'Maiser? Does a case of a Bas Levi that's engaged to a kohen, which is one of these cases that we're mentioning in the Sefer the Mishnah, where we're saying that Ein Chalkin Law, you're interpreting the Mishnah that says she's not Oicheles, mean that we don't give her Meiser by the Goyin because of her husband. Now, the question is, why would we make such a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan? Even if he would divorce her, you're saying the whole point of not giving a woman is because of divorce. She might lose what she had up until now. But even if she gets divorced, the fact that her husband, the Goyin, gets Meiser, let's say according to those interpretations, especially if we're going after the Kanas of Ezra, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, that Kahanim get Meiser too. So the woman's getting the rights what her husband gets. So, but even if her husband, the Kohen, divorces her, she's a Bas Levi. She's anyways going to be allowed to eat Meiser. So what's the problem? So therefore, how can we say a Bas Kohen that's engaged to a Levi? You're saying Eino Echeles means to say she can't get what her husband gets. Why not? Why shouldn't she be able to get the Meiser? Even if she gets divorced, which is the whole reason why she can't go to the granary, is because she won't be able to eat, it'll be forbidden, she's still permitted. Now the Gemara responds, wait a second, that's not a legitimate question. Because Otaimeich, according to your reasoning, Grusha Bas Kohen, if you have the concern which we mentioned later on in the Nafkuf, which is the reason why we said because of divorce, that then she's going to be back as Zara, if the wife of the Kohen herself was a Bas Kohen, and she gets divorced, Mila Achal B'Truma, isn't she allowed to eat truma? Because she goes back to her father's household, and she could. So why in that case would we say that all women are forbidden to go to the granary? Why? If she's an Eishes Kayin, that's a Bas Kayin, she should be permitted because there's no concern about divorce. Because even with divorce, she's not going to be permitted just because Kenyan Kasper. She's going to be permitted because from Beis Leviya. So what would you have to say over there? Ela Gezeirah Mishum Gerusha Bas Yisrael. You have to say that it's, yes, of course, that's not a problem. But we don't let any women, because we're not asking every woman that comes, say, oh, what was your father's household like? And we're concerned that if we allow the wife of a kohen to come by herself, then if she's a Bas Yisrael and she's going to get divorced, we're going to be giving truma to a Zara, and therefore we don't allow it even to a Bas Kohen. And the same thing applies to the wife of a Levi, where we don't allow the Eishes Levi to come by herself and get it, because if she gets divorced, and again, this is going like the opinion of Remeir, as we said, that he's the Reisha of the Mishnah, that holds that Maaser Rishon is forbidden for Zarim, and therefore when it's a Bas Yisrael engaged to a Levi, she's forbidden to actually eat. In this case, where she's a Bas Kohen to a Levi, where she's allowed to eat, but it means that we cannot give it to her by the base Hagranais, and again, the reason being is because, you're right, the Bas Kohen is no concern even after divorce, but it's a concern, a Gezeirah Mishum Gerusha Bas Yisrael, where not just like that's a concern by the Truma, by a Kohen, but that's the same concern according to a Meir, by the Levi, in regards to Halacha of Maaser Rishon, which is forbidden for Zar. Now, however, the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the interpretation of the Mishnah, as we had alluded to this question before, that Eino Echeles is a reference to even a Bas Kohen LeLevi, because it's talking about not giving it to her by the base of Gronis, so my ear is more restless, so why talk about when she's engaged? That's Halacha that applies even if she's married. We never give to the wife by herself, because maybe she's already divorced and you're giving it to a czar. So I think Gemara says you're right. I did a ton of Reisha Muresa. Since the Reisha spoke about engage, because that, as we explained before, is talking about specifically eating, where that has to be only by engage, because that was talking about by a Bas Kohen, let's say, that's engaged to Yisrael and to Levi regarding Truma, because that was the Chiddush that husband's going to be Paiseles, or by a Bas Levi to Yisrael regarding Meiser. That was the Chiddush that was saying that even just being engaged, that he will already invalidate her from being able to eat what she was eating by her father's household. Or the same thing in reverse. We spoke about Bas Yisrael that's engaged to a Kohen or to a Levi, and that is, or Bas Levi to a Kohen, where we said that even though you're moving up a ladder, but you cannot yet eat yet, it's Eina Meichel up until that you actually get married. So that was specifically, as we had said, regarding being engaged. So Tananami Sefer, so there by the Sefer also, which is talking about a Bas Kohen to a Levi, or Bas Levi to a Kohen, which as we explained just before, that's not regarding eating, because that they're allowed to. Rather about giving and dividing it to them, their Meiser by the Beis HaGronis. So we also said Mu'resis, but you're right, the halacha of that would apply, not giving to a woman by Beis HaGronis, not just when she's engaged, but even if she's married. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about the Chiluk Matanis, about giving out the different portions of Truma and Maiserishin to the Kohen, the Levi. So the Gemara brings the following brayse, Tor Rabban. Truma L'Kohen, and this is, as we had mentioned this on the top of the Amid, that Truma goes to the Kohanim, or Maiserishin, the Levi, does Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now, Belazim in the Zariah, I mean, he says, we continue on to Amid Beis, as we had brought this before, he says that L'Kohen, Maiserishin goes to the Kohen. So the question is, according to the way this nusach, this version is brought, L'Kohen V'Lei Levi? What do you mean? You give Maaser Rishon the first half to Kohen, not Levi, but the Pasuk, read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, you give it to Leviim. So the Gemara answers, Ema Af L'Kohen, as we had quoted this version on the top of the Amid, that it's given not just to Leviim, but also to the Kohanim. So now the Gemara explains these two opinions. My time in Rebbe Kiva, what's the reason of Rebbe Kiva that he says that, no, Maaser Rishon is only for Leviim? Tachsevlik, it says the Pasuk in Bamidbar. Pasuk says, the El Halavim Tedaber Vamartalem, that you should speak to the Levim and tell them, which the Pasuk there continues and says, in Bamidbar Yudches Chavav, Kisichu Me'ez B'nei Yisrael Es Hamaser Asher Neshat Elchem, and it tells us that they should take off Trumas Maiser, but you're talking to the Levim and telling them that the Maiser that they get. So therefore, Reb Kiva says, B'Levim Kamesh Da'ikra, the Pasuk is talking about Levim, and therefore we see that they get it, not Kahanim. So the Gemara says, what's the understanding of Reb Elazar ben Azariah that he says that even Kahanim get it? And that he says, Kedib Meshub ben Levi. Then Meshub ben Levi, he says, Be'esem arba'a mekoyma is nikru kahanim levim. We find in 24 places that kahanim are called levim. And v'ze'echem, this is one of the 24. As we find in Pasuk in Yechezkel, it says, V'ha'kahanim ha'levim b'nei tzadik. V'kahanim v'levim, the sons of tzadik. Now tzadik was a kohen. And yet we see his sons are called levim. So we see that kahanim are levim. It's the same thing. So therefore when it says levim, it means kahanim too. And therefore, my submission is not given just to levim, but also to kahanim. So the Gemara is Rebbe Kiva. What does he do with this? It's seemingly clear from Rebbe Nazari that we see that Kohanim are called Levim. So when it says that Levim get Maaser Rishon, that should include Kohanim too. So then the Gemara Rebbe Kiva would agree that yes, Kohanim could be called Levim, but Hachalah Matisa Amrit. Regarding the halacha of Maaser Rishon, which the Pasuk is saying you give it to Levim, that cannot mean Kohanim too. Because the Chsev, it says in the Pasuk Mamidbar, it says, V'chaltam Oysa B'chom Akam, that you will eat the Maaser Rishon in any place. It doesn't have to be like Maaser Shein that's brought up to Yerushalayim and other things that have certain limited places. Now, on that, Rebbe Kiva says, what the Pasuk is saying is, Misha Yochala Oichle B'chol Mokim, that we see the criteria of Maaser Rishon, although it's a permissibility, but it's only for somebody that could eat it wherever they want to. Yotze Kohen, that's excluding a Kohen, and therefore Levim cannot be referencing Kohen. She'en yochel ochel bevesa kvaras. He cannot eat in the cemetery because he's not allowed to become Tameh by going into a cemetery. So it must be talking about Levim that don't have those Yisuri Tumah that Kohanim have. So the Gemara says, M'be'idach, what would Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? He says, no, the interpretation of that pasuk is saying that kol hecha de bayi, wherever he wants to, meaning deloy bayi chayma, just means to say, limiting in like Maaser Sheni, which let's say has to be in Yerushalayim, need the walled city. That is what it's saying, that you don't need to have that. Moreover, that saying if he eats it in a physical tumah, that it doesn't get malchus, which is in contrast to other things, let's say, by chuma. But and therefore, he says it's not excluding kahanim. It's just saying that, oh, this is different than the other things he gets, like by chuma, where here he could eat it wherever it doesn't need the walled city. And moreover, he could eat it even with a tumas aguf. Now, related to this machlokes, the Gemara brings the following incident. There was a certain garden that have a shokel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who he was a kohen, as the Gemara says in Maseftes Brachos, that he was a 10th generation Ezra who was a kohen. He went and he took from this garden Maaser Rishon. He took Maaser Rishon from that garden, again, according to his opinion, what's called Lishitasai, because he said the kahanim are included in the pasuk of Levim of getting Maaser Rishon. Now, as Rabbi Kiva went, again, according to his opinion, Lishitasai, that he holds that's only for Levim, not for kahanim. Ahadri lepischa lebe kivri. He went and he made the opening to that garden coming from a cemetery, which obviously now he can't get in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because he's a kohen, he's not become tummy. So Amash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva bitarmili. Akiva is still with his leather sack, which is what the shepherds would put their bread in it and they would hang it from their neck. What he was referencing was that Rabbi Akiva early on in his life was a shepherd for Kalba Savur. So he's saying Akiva, like the shepherd, he's look what he's doing to make sure that I can't get my Sarishin. But don't worry, I'm still going to live. I still have enough money. But in other words, his argument with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held that Khan cannot have my Sarishin, and he held that he could. Now the Gemara continues, Itmar. Now, as Rashi explains, this is not a direct continuation from the previous sugya, from the previous Gemara. The reason is because the previous Gemara in the Machlekes, Rabbi Kivin Rabbi Elazar Azariah, talking about if Kahanim can eat Maaser Rishon or not, if they get it or not, wasn't talking about, as this coming Gemara will be talking about, regarding a penalty. Rather, they were arguing if Kahanim are called Levium. Now, however, the coming Gemara is talking about, it's referenced many times in Shas, that this concept, like it says in Mesechtas Chulin, busted the Kansinu Ezra. That there was a later point in time that Ezra penalized the Levium, and Levium were no more getting the Maaser Rishon, and instead he diverted that Maaser Rishon goes to the Kahanim. As the Gemara says in Mesechtas Saita, that actually even more than that, Yochanan Kohen Gadol said that we stop saying Vidu Maaser. And the reason this is because we don't separate Maaser Rishon according to the Halacha, because the Torah says you give it to Levium, and we're not giving it to Levium anymore, as Ezra was Mesakim, we give it now to the Kahanim. Now, the reason why the Gemara then introduces this Gemara over here is because the Gemara wants to ask a question from Rabbi Akiva in that story where he went and he moved the opening of the entrance to that garden from the cemetery. The Gemara is going to ask from that on regarding this coming sugya. So the Gemara says as follows. Memneima konsul levim b'maisa. Why is it, and that is according to everybody, even those who hold that Kahanim could also get Maaser Rishon, but most definitely levim get it. So the question is, why was it that at a later point in time there was a penalty to the Levim that they don't get Maaser Rishon anymore? So that the Gemara says, Pligi bar Rabbi Yonasan v'Savya. Chad Amar, Shalom Ola b'Me'ezer. One says the reason is because they didn't come up to the Eretz Yisrael from Bavel after the first exile in the days of Ezra. Chad Amar one says, K'dei she'yismechu Kahanim Ola b'Me'etamasa. No, the reason was that because Kahanim, that yes, they eat Truma, but when they're Tameh, they can't eat their Truma. So what are they going to eat? They don't have their own lands. They just get the Matnas Truma. So therefore, that the Kahanim could have something to eat when they're Tameh, we made that they get Maaser Rishon. The Gemara asks, Bishlam Aman Damashloi, although it makes sense according to the one who says the reason is that the Levim didn't come up to Eretz Yisrael, which is where the matnas of Maaser are, Halach Satlim Bartz, and they didn't come up. Shemachi Kinsin, it makes sense that that's why we penalized them. But according to the one that says that the reason why we penalize Levim was so that Kahanim could have something to eat when they're Tamei, from Kahanim Kansin and Levim, because of Kahanim that their needs, so we penalize Levim to get their matanas. So the Gemara says no. Obviously everyone holds Knasa Shle'ol B'Me'ezer. The primary reason was the penalty for Levim because they didn't come up in the days of Ezra. But what they're arguing about is as follows. Mar Savar Knasa La'aniyim. One opinion held that the penalty of diverting the matanas of Levim, so where does it go to now? That it goes only to poor people, not to Kahanim. Umar Savar and the other opinion held that no, that it goes also to Kahanim because Kahanim made Tumasin Aniyim Ninu. Essentially, Kahanim, when they're Tamei, are like poor people because although they might be wealthy, but what could they eat? They only have wealth in Truma, that's what they get from people. And since they can't eat it, so they're essentially like poor, and therefore the penalty that they're diverting Maaser Rishon to the poor people will apply to Kahanim too. Now, that the Gemara asks, so, according to the opinion that says that the penalty of the Maaser Rishon only goes to poor people, so that would make sense why Rabbi Akiva then went and diverted this entry of the garden to a cemetery, because what he was telling Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was that you don't have any rights in this Maaser Rishon. The rights of Maaser Rishon goes just to Levim. He argues on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah regarding who is he given to. Now, but moreover is that even after the penalty that we say that Levim are not getting it, but Kahan don't get it, it goes to the poor people. But according to the one that says that part of the takana of taking it away from Levim was not just for poor people, but also for Kahanim. So why did he move away the entry to the cemetery? Because although the Pasuk says Levim, but Rabbi Akiva is going after the penalty of Ezra. And so therefore, although in the previous Gemara we didn't have this question, because that was in the biblical law. In biblical law, Rabbi Akiva says that yes, Levim is just Levim and not Kahanim. But you have a different halach over here. After Ezra's time, it was diverted to be given to Kahanim and not just to Levim. So why did Rabbi Akiva move the entryway? Now the Gemara says, you're right. But this is what Rabbi Akiva was telling to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If you're coming from this, so to speak, like rabbinic enactment of Ezra, that now after the Levim didn't come up, so then Kahanim get it, so then Islach. So then go ahead, and now you can go ahead and get it. And actually, that's like the halacha of Kahanim when they're Tame, almost like he's saying that this is the cemetery, you can go ahead and get it. But if you're getting it because of your rights, you're saying, because you're interpreting the pasuk of Levim, that includes Kahanim, and that is what Rabbi Akiva was telling him, that Leslach, you don't have that, and therefore he moved the entryway to a cemetery. But yes, essentially Rabbi Akiva would agree that based on the halacha of Tumah, the Kahanim would be able to get it, and that's according to that interpretation in the Takana of Ezra. It's just that he was telling him that based on the halacha of Chalukah, you can't go ahead and get it. Now the Gemara clarifies an element that we just mentioned. We said that the reason why they were penalized was because they didn't come up in the days of Ezra. So the Gemara says, where do we see this, that they didn't come up in the days of Ezra? So the Gemara says, like it says in Sefer Ezra, says, ve'ekbetzem el hanar haba, that I gathered them to the flowing river, el ava ta'ava, v'nach nasham yamim shloisha, and we rested for there for 3 days. We encamped there. V'avina v'amu v'kam, and I analyzed, I realized regarding the people and the kanim, that they were there, I didn't find from the people of Levi, and therefore we see that Levim weren't there, and that's why they were penalized, and my solution was taken away from them, and it was given to either just poor people or poor people and to Kahanim. Similarly, the Gemara says, Amrav Chizda, originally, that the Shoitrim, the ones that would enforce the law, were the Levim. Shnemek says, the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Beis, says, V'shoitrim ha-Levim lefneichem, that the Shoitrim were the Levim in front of you. Now, however, Achshav, now, again, after that they were penalized, Ema midim shechem elam Yisrael, the rulers are only made from the Jewish people. Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk, v'shechem harabim v'shechem, the leaders of the many of your heads. Now, that what harabim seems to infer is the Yisraelim, not from Shevet Levi, because they're more rabim, they're many, more than the Levim. Now, actually, Tesi Hashem says there is no such pasuk, and therefore there are many different mefarshim that try to attempt to say what pasuk is referring to, but whatever pasuk it is referring to, we see that the Levim ended up losing that, just like they lost Ma'aser Rishon, they ended up losing the ability of being the Shoitrim that was given over to the Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, talking about who is Michael as a husband to what type of a wife, who gets to feed the woman, Truma or Ma'isa. Now, although the previous Mishnah spoke about engagement, that's Paisel Ve'ena Michael, now Mishnah categorized them regarding when they're married and that they are Michael. So the Mishnah tells us, Bas Yisrael Shenisus L'Kohen, a Bas Yisrael, a non-Kahanic woman that's married to a Kohen, then Teicha B'Truma, she could eat Truma, she's considered Kenyan Kasbei, May Sebuloha Menu Ben, if he dies and she has a child from him, so also Teicha B'Truma, she could continue eating Truma, as we learned that B'Lid Beisai, they're Michael. Nisus LaLevi, if she's married to a Levi. Now, this is actually a continuation of this story. It's one long story. She, after that, she gave birth to a child from a Kohen, but her husband died. So she remarried, and now she remarried a Levi. So Teicha B'Maisa. Now she could eat Maisa because she's married to a Levi. However, she cannot eat Truma because that essentially makes her into a Zara because she's an Eishes Levi. Meisav Eloha Menaben, if that second husband dies and she has a son from him, well, that Teicha B'Maisa, she could eat Maisa, and again, because of our son. Now, however, but what that son does, it invalidates her from the Truma of her first husband, because she has a child from a Zar. And the Pasuk says in Be'ikachav Beis that the only way she can go back to Truma is Vezera Inla, if she doesn't have any children, then Meshuvah, then she goes back. But here she has a child. Now, Rashi explains, he says, although that Pasuk of coming back to Truma is talking about a Bas Kohen that's married to a non-Kohen. And here it's talking about different. Here she's not a Bas Kohen, but she was an Ashes Kohen who had a son from him and then married someone else. But still, the Gemara includes in this context a Bas Yisrael that eats not just because she was a Bas Kohen, but even if she had a son of Kohen who then got married to a Zar and then he died, that she could go back to her first husband's son and eat because of him. And the reason is because that's just like a Bas Kohen who, when she doesn't have a child, can go back to what she originally had. Now, however, just like a Bas Kohen, if she has a child from Yisrael, cannot go back, Here also, when you have a Bas Yisrael that's eating because of her first husband's son that was a Kohen, it's only if she didn't have a child from the second husband. But if she had a child from a Levi or from Yisrael, then she cannot go back to her first husband's child and to continue eating Truma because of that son. Now, the story continues. So we said that the second husband died, who was a Levi. Nisus li Yisrael, then she gets married to a third man, to Yisrael. Then Leitecha, then she cannot eat Lebe Truma v'Lebe Maisa, either Truma from the first husband's son or Maisa from the second husband's son, because she's married to a Zar. Maisa v'lo hamenu ben, if he dies, the third husband, and she has a son from him, well then still Leitecha Lebe Truma v'Lebe Maisa, she cannot eat Truma or Maisa again because she doesn't have the merit in eating from those sons because of the son of the Zara that she does have Zara from the third husband of Yisrael. However, Meis Benam Yisrael, if the son of the third husband from the Yisrael dies, well then she's considered Zera Einla. So she goes back to the second husband's son, the Ben Levi, and Teich B'Meiser. If Meis Benam Levi, if let's say the second husband's son of the Levi dies, well then Teich B'Truma should go back eating Truma because now she's Zera Einla from the other husbands and she'd go back eating from the first husband's son. If Meis Benam Kain, if even the first husband's son died of the Kain, well then she doesn't have Yelid Beisa being Meichel Har. So Leitecha Lebe Truma LeMaisa, then she cannot eat Truma or Maisa. She goes back to what she originally was, which was a regular Bas Yisrael. Now we continue on to Pezayin Amid Alf, where the Gemara continues the same thing in the inverse. If it's a Bas Kain, Shenisus Li Yisrael. So getting married to Yisrael makes it that Leitecha Lebe Truma, she can't eat Truma anymore. And that's because, as we said previously, Mishnah is that he invalidates her, because the pasuk says v'zera ein la v'shava. She doesn't have any children from the non-Kohen husband. So then she can go back to her father's household, which sounds good. But as long as she's married to him and there's no v'shava, she cannot eat truma. Meis v'lohim in the ben. If he dies, this Yisrael, but she has a child from him, still like teich b'truma, she cannot eat truma. She's still bound to him. She has zera yeshla. Nisus Levi Teich B'Maisa. If after that first husband dies, she gets married to Levi, she could eat Maisa. Meis v'lo hamen ben, if he dies and she has a son from him, well then Teich B'Maisa. Then she could eat Maisa because she has a son from him. Then the third husband, who since her second husband died, Nisus L'Kohen Teich B'Truma, she's married to a Kohen, she could eat Truma. Meis v'lo hamen ben, if he dies and if she has at least a child from him, well then Teich B'Truma, then she could eat Truma. Now it starts unwinding now. Meis benam mekayin, but if her son from the kayin dies, well then loytech b'truma, then she cannot eat truma because she's like, meaning you would think that she could eat truma because she's a bas kayin. So although her husband the kayin dies, but she can go back, she can't because she still has her son from the Levi and the Yisrael, who does. It's not zera einla to go back to her father's household. Meis benam Levi, if her second husband's son the Levi dies, then loytech b'meister, she can't eat meister anymore. Meis benam Yisrael, if even her first husband's son, the Yisrael, that son dies, chazez l'beis avi, then she goes back to her father's household, which she originally was, which is the bas kain, v'alzunem, and this is what the pasuk means when it says v'yikra, v'shava l'beis avi, k'nereh, she goes back to her father's household, like she was in her youth, milechem aviyatech, from her father's bread, she could eat, because now she undid all the sons, and she's back to what's called v'zera einla, and therefore she's v'shava l'beis aviyah.